It's 98.5 The Bull with Tig and Daniel. Hey, good morning, Daniel. What's up, man?
I don't know what it is about Apple TV, but boy, they have figured out the secret recipe to get dads to watch. For some reason, every dad, every man goes through a phase where they love historical dramas. For example, you loved the movie Oppenheimer.
Loved it.
Every dad loved Oppenheimer. Every dad loved Saving Private Ryan. Every dad loved Band of Brothers on HBO. Would you say I'm in line with all this?
You're probably about correct, yeah.
So now Apple TV has a show that I saw a preview for, and I thought, boy, this looks right up Tig's alley. And it's a show with Michael Douglas. And he looks terrible in it, by the way. Michael Douglas, he's Benjamin Franklin. Here's a clip from the preview.
You are, I am, Benjamin Franklin. The Congress has sent me here as a representative of the United States to elicit France in our war against England. America requires men, money, and arms. Without your aid, the United States will end before it has begun.
Grandfather, how long must we stay?
Until we win France to our side, or we are hanged.
Is there a third choice?
Diplomacy must never be a siege, but a seduction.
We both know you are trouble.
You're up to something.
So, remind me exactly what Benjamin Franklin did.
He's a representative, and then he became a diplomat to France. He went. The British were still fighting us, and we needed money, and so he went over to France to ask French people for money, you know, the French government. And so he lived in France for a while, and by the way, he was a ladies' man, apparently. You look at Benjamin Franklin in pictures, you're like, ah, oh, that guy's not that hot. Apparently, he was a...
He looks ridiculous in pictures, but he did well with ladies. And at one point, he was so famous that crowds would cheer when Benjamin Franklin showed up. There was a time where that was those people's Taylor Swift.
Yeah, it was.
Benjamin Franklin.
And he would also, I guess back in the day before he could send flirty text to a lady he liked, he would write them letters. Mm. And some of these are on record. And you ought to see this guy.
How can he be all that brilliant but not have them burn the letters immediately? Like, hey, you need to burn this immediately, please.
They kept them by.
So how did he invent electricity if he was over there doing all that other stuff? He just happened to also be the one that put that silly key on the string and the kite?
Yeah, well, you know, he didn't invent electricity. Obviously, he figured out what it might be and corralled it with a static electricity key.
In other words... Was he a scientist or was he a diplomat?
He was a Renaissance man. He was had interest in everything. And so I'll be interested in seeing that. Benjamin Franklin. A lot of people think he's a president. He was never a president of the mm-hmm. United States. But that's on Apple TV.
The first, I think it's the 12th.
Well, can you go ahead and give me, and everybody listening, your login information?
I can give you my login information. It's my username is your email address. And my password is your credit card number.
Is your car yellow right now or not?
My car is covered in, I don't know if it's dust or pollen or both.
Wait, you think your car is covered in dust? How long has it been since you've washed that car?
It's been a while.
Yeah?
What, are you washing your car every day or something?
You don't know, but don't you enjoy the simple pleasure of going through a car wash and that big thing comes down, they put purple soap on it and stuff?
I mean, that I do enjoy. I don't enjoy the cost of it. Mm-hmm. Sometimes that gets a little pricey. And then I don't really know in my heart if I buy the extra stuff, if it's really happening.
Oh, do you mean, I see what you're saying. They're so like, they got like three options.
Yeah, they're like regular, like super, and then like extreme with shine bright sealant, and then I'm always like, I wonder if they're really putting the shine bright sealant.
What is
it? I don't even know what it means.
I don't know. You might be onto something.
They need to make a setting for me in the car wash. It's just the dumb guy setting. You know, you don't have to tell me about all the clear coat. I just want it to look visually like, mm-hmm. like I like different colored soaps and bubbles and all that. You don't have to.
You don't have to tell you all that.
Don't tell me the science about it, but I like when it says, like, lava soap. I'm like, that's what I like.
Remember the day? I don't know anybody that actually manually waxes their car. I remember growing up, man, I had to wax my parents' car. It's terrible. And it turns to like white crust. I don't know what that stuff
is. I remember what everybody used back in the day. It's no longer used, I don't think.
I'm going really nice to guess before you say
it. You know exactly what it is. And you only bought one can of it your entire life.
Turtle wax. Yeah, I don't see 98.5 The Bull with Tig. And good morning to you, Daniel.
Got an 11-year-old dog, Tig. And I'm not even making a joke here. But do dogs get like Alzheimer's or anything like that?
I think they're susceptible to all sorts of things, yeah.
My dog still loves me and everything, but not as excited to see me as he used to be. Or maybe he just doesn't have as much energy. But I can tell he's changing a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's still active, still gets out a little bit. But he's no longer just dying to get to me when I get home and think, I might come in the house and he just looks at me like, what are you doing here?
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't know if dogs suffered some types of things like this.
Well, I don't think he's forgotten who you are, but...
Because you had a dog that got pretty old, right? Your dog before your current dog. How old was that dog?
Well, 13 years old.
Right, and so...
Yeah, I mean, but when they're puppies, but, you know, I've got a dog now, and he's only like 3 now. And when he was a puppy, he could not wait to see me. And now he's kind of like, yeah, I guess you're cool or whatever. So I think that's a natural sort of thing. I don't think it means he has Alzheimer's. I think that they slow down, or I don't know what that means.
Something's up. Like, used to be, my dog hates the sound of a sneeze. I even tell people, if my dog starts to jump up on you, try to lick you, just do a fake sneeze, he's terrified of it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now that's gone from he doesn't like sneezes. He also doesn't like sniffling.
Really?
If he's on the bed with me and I sniffle like a little, he's hopping down.
He's freaking out.
Yeah.
Huh?
If I cough, he hops down. And, you know, it's kind of tough during cold and flu season or allergy season, I should say.
To not sniff.
To not get my feelings hurt when he's hopping down off the bed all the time.
Yeah.
What's up with that?
I don't know. I'm not a vet, but I think that's pretty natural. I don't think it means your dog has a disease. I think that they slow down, just like we're going to slow down one day. Already slow it down in your case.
Me? Please.
Yeah.
But he's 11 years old, so what does that mean? He's 77 in dog years?
11 times 7, yeah, 77.
So he's like the same age as Joe Biden, basically.
Yeah, your dog could run for president.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good.
Daniel, I've been looking at doctors online, and you can, because I'm trying to kind of look for another doctor, and you go and there's like reviews. There's like all these medical reviews, and Google's got reviews on them. And I don't know why I do this to myself, but I'll see a guy, he's got like 4.8 or something. And I go, all right, this sounds like a good doctor, but I torture myself and I immediately pick the bad reviews.
Why?
Because I want to know what. I want to get to the point of what's the worst that can happen with this guy.
In other words, you don't look for doctors with bad reviews. Just if you click on a doctor with good reviews, you go all the way down to the bottom of the list.
Yeah, it lets you choose, like, what reviews do you want to see? And I choose the 1 stars. And, you know, then I'm like, I think this is going to be my doctor. Like, it looks like my kind of guy. And they say he's nice and he takes his time with you and stuff. But then I'll go to the 1-star reviews and it'll be like, he killed my grandma.
Well, you have to take into account some people just get mad.
Yeah,
and
I know, but like,
I will say this: when you're looking for a doctor or even like a counselor or therapist or something like that, you do a lot of judging a book by its cover, don't you?
I think so.
I remember one time I needed to go see like a therapist or something like that. I was having a hard time or something, and I looked down this list, and now they put their pictures, the people's pictures, which isn't, mm-hmm. That's not really fair to do, right? And I swear I made decisions on what course of therapy I would do based on photographs.
So when you were, I need a little talking to, did you choose like the hot lady or something?
No, I would in fact sometimes avoid hot ladies.
Mm.
And then I might, I think I need a dude. So then I look at all the dudes. If they looked a little wonky, went right on past.
Like if he had one of those mustaches that twirl around?
Absolutely. If somebody did something that I felt was too outlandish, like I said, it's a lot of judging a book by its cover. Mm-hmm. Also, if they said anything in the description like, great therapist, blah, 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 blah. Also focuses with aromatherapy. I'm like, oh, I don't.
Yeah, like all that kind of stuff.
Anything, in the least little thing. It is a situation where it might be the best therapist, the best doctor, the best surgeon, but you judge a book by its cover, don't you? Do you do that with a doctor?
Well, I think ladies do this too, because sometimes ladies would rather be with a female doctor, mm-hmm. right? I mean, I think we all have criterion that maybe not be fair and maybe not mean you're going to choose the best doctor, but we all have that. Like I'd kind of like a guy my age, cause I feel like I could relate to him or something.
Absolutely,
you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, but I, you know, I go in and I still can't find a doctor because I read that, you know, this guy said he killed his grandma. So,
well, what about this? What if you knew this to be the best doctor in town? Mm-hmm. Everything was good, but then you look at his picture, face tattoo. Small one, very small face
tattoo.
I'll go to
him.
You would still go to him?
I actually go to that guy. He sounds like.
You think he would?
He's so. Yeah, that's so interesting. Yeah, I had to go check it out at least.
I don't like to be an ageist, but one time I didn't choose a doctor because, and I know this sounds crazy. I don't want the guy to outlive me and then I have to start over with somebody new. Sometimes I try to find a very young doctor.
I see. Well, that makes sense. I think that's a reasonable thing to do, Daniel. You know what the doctor ordered if you want some money?
The Sound of Moolah?
The Sound of Moolah is coming up at $1,150, 7:10 this morning. Not that far away.
Hot cash injection.
I get it, because injection is also what you get to the doctor.
Correct.
But you're saying inject it to your checking
account. That's right. A monetary suppository of $1,150.
That's at 7:10 here with Tig and Daniel. All right, Daniel, for those just joining us, what is our jackpot up to on the Sound of Moolah?
What did we say it's up to now? It is a bunch of money. Hang on here. It is $1,150 at this very moment.
We play that in 7 minutes. Good morning, Daniel.
Seven minutes. I got that AI version of Beyonce's Texas Hold'em as if Hank Williams sang it. I think when you hear Hank Williams singing it, it's no doubt that it's country.
Yeah, because she put out a country album, and it's getting pretty good reviews, Beyonce. So here's, like Daniel said.
Here's an AI version of Texas Hold'em by Hank Williams Sr. No need. We don't have to edit this. It's already.
Well, this ain't Texas. Ain't no hold'em. So lay your cards down, 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 down. So park your Lexus and throw your keys up and stick around, round, 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 round. And I'll be damned if I can't slow dance with you. Come pour some sugar on me, honey, too. It's a real life boogie and a real life hoedown. Don't be a f***. Come and take it to the floor. I'll be damned if I can't slow dance with you. Come pour some sugar on me, honey, too. It's a real life boogie and a real life hoedown. Don't be a f***. Come and take it to the floor now.
Hey, William! It's so amazing to me that how they do that. I just don't understand.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, do you think it's just a computer program doing that, or a guy doing a Hank Williams impression?
No, I think it's the computer, like doing the voice, right?
I guess, man. But it's spot on.
Crazy. And I told you yesterday that I had read this. Somebody had said this sentence, and it was something like, "This is the worst AI's ever going to be. It's just going to get better and better and better." And if we're already at a point where they can just make a voice.
Right.
Where are we going?
I kind of look at it like video games. The very first time I played video games, it was like an Atari, you know, that one stick and then that one button. And then I got the Nintendo and I was amazed. And if you look at a Nintendo now, the original Nintendo looks kind of like crap.
Yeah.
And have you seen a video game lately, like a PS5 football or basketball game? It almost looks like television.
I know. Do you know during the pandemic that NASCAR, everything was shut down? And anyway, I turned on the TV one day, and no sports were going on, but there was a NASCAR race on. And I go, how in the world can they have a NASCAR race happening while everything is shut down? And I'm sitting there watching it, and there's people in the stands. And I go, I thought we were quarantined or whatever we had to do. And it took me 3 or 4 minutes to realize that it was just like the drivers playing a video game that they were broadcasting on television.
Yeah, so by the time your little son, Mac, is our age, this stuff is going to be incredible.
Oh, my God. Yeah. And I'm concerned because I don't know how to tell my son how to handle that because I've never gone through that.
He's going to be telling you how to handle it. What do you mean? That'd be like my mom trying to tell me how to handle the internet, you know, when it first came out.
How can we handle this this big money we got on our hands now, Daniel?
All you
got
to do is guess the sound, buddy.
And we're 3 minutes away from that with the Sound of Moolah, $1,150 on 98.5 The Bull.
Moolah on 98.5 The Bull.
Tig, the hills are alive with the Sound of Moolah. This morning it's worth $1,150. Do you know who would like to win that?
Madison.
Madison. How are you, Madison?
Good. How are you?
We're good. You work at Warren Clinic. That's a doctor's office. I was going to ask you, whenever I go to the doctor, I'm in the office, I'm in that the second waiting room before the doctor comes in, can I do a little snooping?
Sure.
I mean, is snooping frowned upon, or do you guys know that we're looking in those drawers every now and again?
Sometimes people steal stuff. I mean, it's obvious. But
I'm not going to steal anything, but I do want to just have a little look-see.
Okay, go right ahead.
Hey.
Oh, we got permission.
Yeah.
Because I always do that. And by the way, when I go to the doctor, I got to say that they do this knock right before they walk in. They go, but then they immediately open the door. So what's the knock for? Like, you know, if I was doing something weird in there and then opening the door is not enough time.
Well, you might just
want to
say, don't come in.
There's no, you don't have a chance. Don't come in here. We should have some little stickers made that say, I'm also a snooper. And their Tiger Dangle logo, because I think there's a certain amount of the population that takes a little look around in the cabinets and the drawers, and others do not. You know where you can't do any snooping, Tig? The dentist's office.
No, because
you're right there in an open theater.
You know what we could do is go to a hotel and get the do not disturb thing.
Mm-hmm.
Put that on the outside of that little room at the doctor's office. They won't know what to do.
Or install a, what's that lock you slide over?
Oh, yeah, the thing on the hotel room doors?
Yeah.
All right,
Madison, you're getting us off subject here. Are you ready to guess the sound of Mulan?
Yes.
All right, would you please play that sound, Tig? Here it is, Madison.
In 3, 2, 1. Again.
All right, Madison, are you prepared to guess the sound of Mulan?
Yes.
What is your guess? Play.
I think it is putting a toothbrush back into the toothbrush holder after you get finished.
Is it putting a toothbrush back into the toothbrush holder? It is not, Madison.
Dang.
Dang indeed. But there is a little bit of a silver lining. You know what it is? What the silver lining is?
More money for the next person
we
to get.
We add $50. That could be you, Madison. We add $50. Now what is the new total up to?
$1,200.
$1,200. Good Lord. And that happens at 8:10. Do you know what happens in 20 minutes, Madison?
The bullfight,
in which you could win tickets to see Little Big Town and Sugarland at the BOK Center. That's in 20 minutes. Madison, one last favor. Give me three numbers and an animal.
98.5 The Bull.
It's 98.5 The Bull with Tig, and good morning to you, Daniel.
Did you see the, I know you love Hollywood gossip.
Yeah, I know all the pop culture stuff.
Did you see that Sylvester Stallone now is being accused of creating a toxic environment on Tulsa King, including calling some of the extras ugly?
Really?
Now, of course, the director denies the whole thing, but Sylvester Stallone is the one being accused of creating the toxic environment. The season 2 of the show right now is being filmed in Atlanta.
Yeah, but they're pretending it's still in Tulsa.
Yes, it's called Tulsa King, so they're shooting in Atlanta, but they're pretending it's here. They say, this is all rumor now, that Sly apparently complained about the extras being, quote, ugly. He would also call people names and laugh at them like tub of lard and fat guy with cane. And he asked for the young pretty girls to be around him instead. Now, these are all rumors.
Yeah, that's a conjecture. We don't know if that's true. But what I do know is true for a fact. Is that he tweeted that Tulsa, Oklahoma was, like, too hot for him.
Mm-hmm.
Then he goes to Atlanta. Have you ever been to Atlanta?
It's
like the hottest city on the earth.
But that is rude.
That is nasty.
Tub of lard?
I almost want to protest the show now.
Why?
Well, if he's calling people tub of lard and he didn't like Tulsa.
I was just shocked. I didn't even know you were on that show.
Hey, no.
Did you ever go out and do some extra work?
Yeah, I played the role of tub of lard.
Yeah, did you? You went to the casting agency. You saw they needed extras, and you thought, chins.
Oh, my God.
How many chins do you need out there?
I didn't even do anything mean to you today. I don't know why you're coming at me with these missiles, but...
I can't... Here's another thing about Sylvester Stallone. At his age... Now, he's, what, in his 70s?
Maybe late 80s.
I sometimes can't understand what he's saying. He could have been saying anything, and they're thinking he's calling that guy a tub of lard.
Yeah, I don't know if I
buy
that.
He's like, I can't understand him clearly.
Yeah, I'm not sure if I buy that rumor at all. Like, you know, people have to be so careful, and actors and comedians especially, they're all kind of freaked about getting canceled. I seriously doubt that guy was saying that stuff. However, I could be wrong.
But here's the thing now. If these are on websites, also, you've got to remember, you can't just make up things and say it. Because if you just make something up that's totally not true and put it on a website as news, you can be sued for, what's it called, defecation of character? Or
defamation, libel.
Yeah.
All sorts of layers to that. But we got another layer on the morning show. Not only are we doing the Sound of Moolah, Daniel, we also got the bullfight coming up.
That's right. You could win tickets to see Sugarland along with Little Big Town at the BOK Center in November.
14 minutes away. Good morning.
98.5 The Bull Weather, provided by Community Care, your locally owned health plan.
Hey, there's Luke Combs. It's 98.5 The Bull. And, hey, Daniel, who do we have on the phone with us for the bullfight?
Today, we've got a couple of gentlemen that would love to go see Little Big Town and Sugarland at the BOK Center in November. It's Anthony. He works for Hickman Plumbing Solutions. How are you, Anthony?
I am doing great today.
Give us a plumbing tip. What is something we should never do with our plumbing?
You should never flush flushable wipes, even though they say they are flushable.
Oh, no. Why can't we do that?
They just do not break down like toilet paper would, and they end up getting caught on something, and then all of the solids end up catching on it and builds up. They just do not break down like they should.
Good grief. I had no idea about that. Did you know that, Ty? Do you use flushable wipes, Ty?
I don't go to the bathroom.
Please be mature. Do you use flushable wipes or not?
No, I don't play with all that stuff.
You're a dirty pig, buddy. A crusty pig. You start using those flushable wipes, buddy, okay?
He just said not to.
Well, you throw them in the garbage.
Oh, my God.
All right. Enough tomfoolery. Terry, you do repairs on new homes? Is that correct?
Yes, a punch list on them.
Oh, so you're the guy that comes in and does the final punch list, the final inspection. What's the main thing you're having to do out there on these punch lists?
Just touch up a little bit of painting mostly.
Really?
Yeah, I bet that's it.
Oh, all right. Well, guys, let's get down to business here. These are for tickets to the BOK Center to see Sugarland and Little Big Town. Anthony, you'll go first. These are cat vocabulary words. All the answers include the letters C-A-T in that order. Cat. All right. We'll start with Anthony. Okay. This becomes a butterfly.
A caterpillar.
Caterpillar is correct. Terry, this is a runway model. I mean, a runway for models.
A catwalk.
Catwalk is correct. Anthony, this is a word for a terrible disaster.
A catastrophe.
Catastrophe is correct. Terry, this is a battle between two women.
Catfight.
Catfight is correct. Anthony, this is a medieval weapon used for launching objects.
I know it. I can't think of the word.
Oh, my gosh. That's
catapult,
right.
Catapult.
Oh, you didn't catapult. Get it in time. You're correct, but you didn't get it in time. That was tough. It was catapult. Terry, this is a name for a short sleep.
Catnap
is correct. All right, with that, Terry has pulled ahead by one. Anthony, you have two. Terry has three. Two questions to go. Anthony, they say cats go bonkers for this substance.
Catnip.
Have you ever tried that with your cat, by the way, Tug? Did they go crazy for it?
Yeah, they go nuts.
What is that even?
I don't know. I don't know why it doesn't work on dogs, but cats go nuts.
Hmm.
Like, lay around and I don't know what they do. It's weird.
Huh. Terry, this is an underground system of tunnels below a city used as a cemetery.
Beneath a cemetery?
Underground system of tunnels below a city used as a cemetery.
I have no no idea.
I think, is it catacomb?
Catacomb would be correct.
Yep.
All right. Well, with that, we are tied up. It's coming down to this final question, Anthony. This is the clouding of the eye's lens. Clouding of the eye's lens.
The clouding of the eye's lens?
The clouding of the eye's lens. Help him out, Tug.
Okay.
A lot of people have this surgery later in life. Cataract?
Cataract.
Gotcha.
All right. Terry, comes down to this. You got to get this one right to win. If not, you will be tied up. We'll move to a tie-breaking situation. Terry, this accelerates a chemical reaction.
A chemical reaction.
It accelerates a chemical reaction.
I don't know.
That would be catalyst. Catalyst. All right, guys, we must move on to now a tie-breaking situation. Tig, if you will, explain how this will work.
All right, boys, the next question is for the both of you at the same time. Do not blurt out the answer. Blurt out your name. That's kind of how you buzz in. And the first to tell us your name gets the first chance to answer the question. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Terry, you good on that?
I'm good.
All right, here we go.
All right, guys, the tie-breaking question. This word means in a state of stupor. In a state of stupor.
Is that one, is it catatonic?
Catatonic. Now we move on to our second tie-breaking question. This is a twin-hulled racing sailboat.
Twin-hulled.
Twin-hulled racing sailboat.
Terry buzzed in.
Catamaran.
Catamaran is correct, and with that, Terry has defeated Anthony in the 98.5 of the Bullfight. Terry, you've got a decision to make, though. Are you going to hold on to these tickets or give them to Anthony, who works at Hickman Plumbing Solution? Anthony, why should Terry give you the tickets this morning?
He shouldn't. He won them fair and square.
But he did give us a gift this morning. He told us not to use flushable wipes.
That's true. But Terry?
Yeah.
Yeah, he might have saved all of our pipes. Terry, you've got a decision to make now. Do you hold on to these or give them to Anthony?
I better hold on to them. My wife loves to see Sugarland.
Okay. All right. Well, can't blame me there.
There you go. Well, all right, guys. Do me one last favor and give me three numbers and an animal.
98.5 The Bull.
All right, Daniel, our Sound of Moolah is coming up in about 9 minutes here on 98.5 The Bull. It's a like a mystery sound. If you guess it correctly, how much is the jackpot up to? We play the sound in a few minutes.
$1,200 now?
Yeah, $1,200.
That's insane. That? I was going to ask you about this when you were at the Eclipse the other day. Did you see this? A bunch of couples, if I can get some audio over here, got married during the Eclipse on Monday. It was a free event, and couples only had to get their own marriage license. Here's one of the couples talking about getting married during the Eclipse.
That was amazing.
It was really cool. I've never seen anything like it. Well, we heard about it, and it just sounded like the coolest thing. Not a lot of people get married under an eclipse.
What do you think about that?
I mean, not bad. I mean, a lot of people, you know, go to the courthouse and get married real quick, and they don't even tell their family or whatever. I mean, I guess an eclipse would be a cool thing to get married under. It'd be a good story to tell.
Can't figure out if I like it or I find it to be a bit tacky. You're taken away from the eclipse.
Well, because everybody has to look at you instead of up at the
right,
sun.
Right. Who is to say, oh, my gosh, everybody should be looking at us right now instead of this miracle you get to see once every 20, 30 years? Did you see anybody getting married over there where you were?
No, I did not. I saw a lot of divorces, but...
Eclipse divorce sounds like it would be fantastic.
It's 98.5 The Bull, that Sound of Moolah in about 7 minutes here with Tig and Dana.
It's
time to win cash with Tig and Daniel and the sound of moolah on 98.5 The Bull.
Well, the hills are alive with the sound of moolah. We've got Melissa on the line. She wants to try to identify the sound. Just in from News on 6 upstairs, Alan Crone. Good morning, Alan.
Good morning.
Boy, what a weekend Alan's had. He was at the Severe Weather Expo with us at Woodland Hills Mall. Then you went down to Idabel for the eclipse.
Yeah, it was crazy.
Did you watch some of Alan's coverage on the eclipse, Melissa?
Yeah.
Did you?
A little bit.
What was he wearing?
Well, I didn't watch that closely. That's
okay, Melissa. It's all good. It's all good. Well, I was like the only person wearing a tie in all of McCurtain County, I think.
Really?
Yeah.
Well,
anyway,
we'll get to that in just a minute. I was going to get you to critique some of Tig's coverage of the eclipse if you saw some of it.
Yeah, okay. We'll talk about it.
It's good stuff.
I think it was.
All right, Melissa. Enough tomfoolery. Let's get down to business. Would you like to hear that sound one more time?
Sure.
In three, two, one. One more time.
What is that?
What is that?
Melissa, are you prepared to guess the sound of moolah?
I think so.
Melissa, what is your guess, please?
I think it might be a pinball machine, like the ball dropping in a pinball machine.
Is it the ball dropping into a pinball machine? That is incorrect, Melissa.
Oh, man.
Oh, man, indeed. That's bad news, but there's a silver lining. You know what that is?
What's that?
We add $50 to the jackpot. It was at $1,200. What is the new jackpot?
$1,250.
Ooh-wee. Can I get a ooh-wee?
Ooh-wee. Oh, you're talking for her?
Yeah,
I thought you were talking about me.
Alan, please, relax.
I'm sorry, Melissa. I didn't mean to take Melissa. Your time here. Okay, Melissa, you can do it.
No, you're good. Good.
All right, she doesn't want to give you a ooey. She works in nutrition at schools, and we were just talking about how the Lunchable was banned.
What?
Too much sodium. Did you know that?
I did not know that. Tig, is that correct?
I've heard that, yeah.
Yeah, really?
What is the salt in? I don't get what sodium would be in a Lunchable.
Well, they have to preserve it. Like anything that is like shelvable for a while usually has a lot of sodium, right?
I would think so.
Yeah.
Melissa?
Yeah, a little bit of all of it.
So all of it is?
Okay.
Yeah, a little bit of sodium.
What's a good healthy snack we can eat?
I think apples, honestly, apples and bananas are everybody's favorite. Anything fresh fruit is a big deal.
No, thanks, buddy. I ain't doing that.
Yeah, no. How about barbecue potato chips? Yeah, can we do barbecue potato chips? Is that categorized into something healthy?
Yeah, that sounds great.
That's a potato. That's a vegetable, right?
That's right, yeah.
I like to put a Funyun on a banana.
That's a really
snack, yeah.
Interesting visual.
Right. Melissa's got to get to work. But coming up, Alan Crone will critique Tig's coverage of the 2024 eclipse from Arkansas.
It's 98.5 The Bull after Warren Ziders. Good morning, Gus. It's 98.5 The Bull. Hey, good morning, Tig and Dano and meteorologist News on 6. You see them on your color television. Alan Crone is with us. Hello, Daniel.
Hello. I wanted to, first of all, thank Alan Crone for his coverage of the eclipse. You went to Idabel.
I did.
I was watching all morning. You're out there in your little red jacket.
Yes, red jacket. It was chilly early in the morning.
It was, wasn't
it?
Yeah,
it was.
And noticed also during the eclipse, it was a little chilly as well during it. Because the sun was covered up.
Now, wait a minute. I thought you told me you were sleeping during the eclipse.
I was joking. I'm not going to miss the eclipse.
Okay.
And I did want to officially, before we get down to business, invite you to watch the next eclipse with me and Tig.
Right.
It'll be in, 21 years?
24 years,
I'd like to invite you. Me and you will gather on Tig's grave and watch the next eclipse.
What are you talking about, Tig's grave?
We'll watch it together, guys. What do you mean?
No, wait a minute.
You don't want to watch it atop his sarcophagus?
It's 21 years from now, right? It's like August 12th, 2045. His totality is right across Tulsa. Mm-hmm. It's right across. And what are you saying here about
Tig? Totality ain't going to make it another 20 years. So
are
we're
you telling
watch it
me
on
that
his,
or is Tig telling me
he's
that?
He's inviting us to join him on his grave.
Tig, what's going on?
I would be honored if y'all would come to my grave if I am dead.
So, yes or no?
What? No, wait a minute.
Listen,
wait a minute.
Alec can't even deal with this because you're being kind of mean.
I'm not being mean.
What are you talking about coming to Tig's grave? He's still going to be here 21 years from now, right?
I invited you down because I wanted to show you.
I'm the one that may not be here 21 years
here.
From now.
You're gonna
I'm much older than you boys. You boys are like middle schoolers compared to me.
I invited you down. I showed you just a minute or two ago. You were out in Idabel working hard, broadcasting all morning and during the eclipse.
Right.
And then I showed you some of Tig's coverage of the 2024 eclipse, which
you can
see
that.
See at thebulltulsa.com.
Right, on the and Facebook thing.
Yeah, the first thing I showed you was Tig standing in a field along with Smokey the Bear hours before the eclipse.
It was a great photo. I loved it.
Yeah, that was good stuff.
Yeah, it was really
jealous
good.
That I got to hang out with a celebrity during the eclipse.
It kind of sounds like it.
But could you tell me what the picture of Tig along with Smokey the Bear in front of an airplane has to do with the eclipse?
Well, it's what we call a scene setter. Okay, it's just setting the scene for what's about to happen. You see, Tig and Smokey the Bear, they maybe they had plans. They were going to jump in the airplane and be up in the sky.
Yeah, he claims Smokey was flying that plane around. And I don't think they're going to let a man in a bear suit fly a plane. Doesn't seem that safe. Overcast Arkansas with hundreds of people on the ground.
Yeah.
They're not going to let a guy in a silly suit fly over people.
Well, why not?
Well, he could take a crash. He's not Flighty the Bear. He's Smokey the Bear.
Okay. But Tig is a qualified, he's a licensed pilot.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, he can do all this kind of stuff.
And then fast forward to, it says, follow along for more of Tig's journey.
Okay.
And then later on, it was a picture of two telescopes and then a before and after of the eclipse.
Yeah.
And you said to Tig, whoa, that is your setup. That is amazing.
He goes, that is amazing.
He's like, that is not ours. That is a stranger's.
I camped out at a campground, and our neighbors at the campground he was like an astronomy buff or something.
Sure.
And so he had all this equipment. He was so nice and kind. And so I got to look through his telescopes and see the sun flares and all that stuff. But Daniel doesn't like my eclipse coverage.
I think it's great coverage.
But I was kind of thinking, Alan, you know, I said, I'll go into the path, and then I'll do call-ins to the radio station. However, I don't know if you know this about radio. It's an audio medium.
Right.
So I was like, how do I describe what's going on during the eclipse?
Yeah.
And so I came up with, remember how it was nighttime last night?
Yeah. That's how you kind of do it.
Right now.
Okay, so now it's nighttime.
Yeah.
Nighttime now for about 4 minutes. Okay, now it's sunny again.
While I agree that radio is a medium of audio, Facebook, TikTok, and Instagram are both. Did you see this weatherman from Mississippi? He was in Dallas. Did you hear his coverage?
I don't think I did.
Let me play this clip
for you. Sure, let me hear it.
This guy really got into it.
Okay.
Well, we are almost to totality here. The skies have cleared off. I'm going to get emotional. This is just unbelievable. And we're just about to totality here in the next minute. We're looking for the diamond ring.
Wow.
Here we go. It's just about to go total. Look for the diamond ring.
Oh, my God.
There it is. That's the diamond ring right there. Look at the diamond ring. Spectacular. Look, there's a small cloud, and you see a halo.
Oh,
look at that. The diamond ring is still, you can still see the diamond ring.
Oh,
unbelievable.
Oh, my God.
And there it is. You're looking at the corona of the sun. That's the sun's atmosphere. Unbelievable.
Why couldn't Tig have done something like that?
Well, I
met Smokey the Bear.
Yeah.
What am I supposed to do?
They asked that guy. He was like, hey, do you want, his name is David. They said, David, do you want to get a picture of Smokey the Bear? He's like, why would I do that? I'm looking at the cornea of the sun.
Corona.
Cornea.
So on a scale of 1 to 10, what do you, and you can see Tig's coverage of the eclipse.
Yeah.
At the Bulls, Tulsa, 95 The Bull Facebook page. What do you give it on a scale of 1 to 10?
So scale of 1 to 10. So let me get this straight. 10 would be like the best coverage ever?
Correct.
So 10 would be the high number.
And 1 would be complete garbage.
1 would be the complete garbage.
Right.
All right, so I just want to be straight here. 1 would be complete garbage, would be very low.
Yeah.
10 would be very, very high.
Yes.
Right? It's a 10.
Buddy, come on.
Come on now, right? Tig, what do you think?
I don't know what else I was supposed to do. I mean, you take pictures.
Did you just hear the video of the guy crying?
I didn't get emotional.
The cornea is over me right now. It's a diamond ring. And he's crying and weeping at the beauty.
Listen. Tig told me that he was so over come with emotion that he really couldn't actually verbalize.
Yeah. I'm a professional broadcaster.
Right.
I'm not going to act like I fell in love with the moon or whatever that guy did.
Right, yeah.
So. You don't. You put some respect behind David.
And from
David
Jackson,
Hartman, yeah, from, yeah.
Hey, I'm all cool with it. I'm fine. It was spectacular. It absolutely was.
I loved
was
it.
Wonderful.
Were you drawn to tears? Did you shed a little tear?
I may shed a little tear. You know, just a little bitty tear right here on the side. You know, just like one.
Well, that is your profession.
Yeah, yeah.
Your
it's kind of crazy, you know.
Were you so tired, and are you still so tired about talking about the eclipse?
Tired a little bit.
We're about to have an eclipse embargo on this radio station.
Okay, after.
We're moving
the next
on.
5 minutes, we're done. We're finished.
I won't mention it again for 20 years.
20 or 21?
And I'm going to look right into the cornea again.
Alan Curran, thanks for your time, man.
Yeah, you're welcome.
98.5 The Bull Weather, provided by Community Care, your locally owned health plan.
Morgan Wallen, been in the news here lately. Tig and Dano, and also News on Six's meteorologist Alan Crone is here. Good morning, Alan.
Hey, good morning.
Alan asked a great question. Said, why did Morgan Wallen throw that chair off of the top of that bar?
What's going on with that?
I think that's what everybody is kind of asking themselves, like, why? You know, you've got all this stuff going on in your career. Why in the world would you throw a chair off a six-story bar? I've got a few updates on this, Tig.
All right.
If this guy gets the wrong judge or something, you know, he could go to jail up to 15 years.
Well, you had said, Daniel, here's how Daniel goes to sleep, Alan.
Okay.
I'm not making fun of him or anything.
Well, wait a minute. You're not making fun of him.
No, I'm reporting the facts.
Okay.
It is a little dorky, but he likes to watch interrogation videos, like Raw. He's not watching, like, Dateline. He's watching, like, the feed from the room, just Raw YouTube videos.
Okay, wait a minute.
People
a minute.
Being interrogated.
Daniel, is this true?
Absolutely true. I love police interrogations.
That's okay. How he goes to sleep.
Really?
Because it's right on the edge of boring and also interesting.
Really?
Like that was. Remember that, I'm not trying to be morbid, but there was a situation here in that building that looks like a corn cob.
The University Club Apartments.
Here in Tulsa, the round building.
Yes.
And somebody fell off of that.
Yeah, I remember that.
And then, the interrogation room, the cop left the room. And so she started talking to her mom about what had happened.
And Amber was
recording the whole thing.
Right. Telling her grandmother, and she was like, I pushed him on. And she was like, Amber, shut up. But
wait a minute.
She had done spilled the beans on everything. Yeah. I saw the footage of that where she got in trouble before she even came into the room.
Yeah, so maybe Daniel's onto something.
I'm kind of like a little bit of a law expert. If you guys
really?
Need
is that
me
what
up,
it is? Yeah.
If you need me upstairs.
Also, Daniel claims if you smile in the mugshot and a jury gets a hold of that, they're going to put it to you.
Now, let me tell you something. I think Daniel's been watching Suits on Netflix.
I've never seen an episode of that show. A
little Harvey Specter action here. You know what? I think you're right, though. I think you're absolutely right, you know.
And that circles back to Morgan Wallen. If you saw his mugshot, he is smiling. He thinks it's funny. There's video of him in the police car, cuffed, and he's laughing.
Uh-oh. That's not going to work.
Not good, because each of these are like felonies.
And he's been in trouble, kind of in trouble before in the past.
Yeah,
because of some things that he had basically said, right?
Yeah, it's crazy. Yeah. Tennessee law says each one of these three felony counts carries a potential sentence between 1 and 15 years.
Yeah, oh my.
It's likely that, you know, he's going to get a slap on the wrist, but it's possible. You get a judge in a bad mood.
Yeah, you get Wapner in a bad mood or, you know, whatever. That could be a bad. Ty, have you ever thrown anything off a roof?
No, I've made mistakes in my life, Alan.
Well, sure,
However,
I think
we've
all
thrown
right?
a chair off a six-story building where people were down there.
Daniel,
and
go ahead.
It complicates it that it landed near police officers.
Oh, that's what it is.
So I think that's also an added charge of, like, endangering a civil servant or something like that, right?
Yeah.
This is a 20-pound chair thrown from 65 feet in the air, hit the ground at 45 miles per hour. That'd kill somebody, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I would think it could. So. It'd cause some serious issue here.
So we'll see what happens. I think he'll probably end up getting a slap on the wrist. But, you know, Tig, you've gone to watch court, just sit and watch court before. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it doesn't work well, right?
Well, like, what I found to be, like, interesting about court, and I've been with you. Daniel got sued by a guy one time, and I went with him. But, yeah, Daniel got another story.
Wait a minute. This is breaking news all of a sudden here.
Yeah, he got sued.
You guys are burying the lead. You got sued.
My dog had a.
Did you throw something off the top of a roof or something?
My
it was
dog
like
had
a pumpkin?
Bit this kid's ear. And I was like, yeah, I'll pay those medical bills. And then I paid the medical bills, but then the guy was upset I didn't come over and check on the kid. So I had to go to court.
Yeah.
And the judge was like, why didn't you pay this man's medical bills? I said, I did.
Yeah.
And the judge is like, well, then what are y'all here for? I was like, yes, gotta ask this other guy. But my point is that if you get a judge in a bad mood, it makes a difference.
Oh, totally makes a difference. And but what I noticed is I've been to court just to watch because my wife has to, for her job, she has to go to court a lot.
Okay.
And I would go sit in there, and it would be like traffic violations. Anybody who had a lawyer got off. Anybody who just went up there and's like, man, yeah, you know, whatever. They're like, okay, big fine, 30 days in jail, whatever.
Right.
Anybody who had a lawyer got off. And I wonder if that's like kind of a bro code system where the lawyer kind of knows the judge and their friend. I don't know.
Here's Officer Chris on line one. He might have some insight on this from the legality.
Oh, side this of is it. He works for the sheriff's office here.
Officer Chris, how are you this morning?
Good. How are you guys? It's been a minute.
You going to weigh in on this Morgan Wallen thing? Suppose Morgan Wallen had thrown a chair off the top of the Mayo Hotel. What would you arrest him?
Oh, my goodness.
We would let the city cops handle that because that's in the city limits. But didn't Tig have a warrant once upon a time for a parking ticket?
Uh-oh. Wait a minute.
Hypocrisy.
Something's coming on here.
Hypocrisy. I don't know if it's legal for you to divulge that, Officer Chris, to be honest.
Yeah, that's HIPAA.
I don't think that falls under HIPAA, but...
That's a HIPAA thing. Oh, Chris, that's not true, is it?
No, it doesn't fall under HIPAA, but I think it's public record, and I'm sure we could get body cam with Tig. violating the parking laws in the city of Tulsa.
Yeah, he's talked about that many times before here on the Bull.
Yeah, so.
Yes. And,
but I seriously want to know what you would charge a guy for throwing a chair off of the Mayo.
You know, it would probably, I'm sure there's some municipal law there, but it could be assault with a dangerous weapon if it hits somebody.
I mean, from that high up, that heavy of a chair, that could be like reckless endangerment or attempted murder even.
Yeah, it just depends on how it lands.
Well, if he knew that there was a person down there and he was trying to hit him, absolutely. I mean, that would be intent, right? Intent and malice.
Yeah, that's the thing. You got to prove the intent. So,
yeah.
Well, to me, I would say this is Broadway on a Sunday night. You know people are going to be down on the sidewalk.
Yeah, especially from the top of the Mayo. That's a heck of a drop.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm just glad to know that we have, you know, Tig and Morgan Wallen, they're pretty much the same. They
both
violated the law.
Two criminals, all the same. Yeah. Exactly the same.
When people think of Tig, they think of Morgan Wallen.
Yeah, I think Tig kind of sounds like Morgan
Harvey
Wallen.
Harvey Weinstein, all in the same.
Oh, wait a minute. Wait a minute.
Would you come over and work Tig over with that nightstick a little bit, please?
I got two of them, so we can both take turns.
I would love to see Officer Chris running towards somebody with both nightsticks out. Get out of here.
That would be quite the sight, but most people are, you know.
Just waving them around like a helicopter.
All right, Chris, I appreciate the call, man.
All right, see you guys.
Yeah, so I guess we just have to see. Didn't you say the date of his court date is actually one of his concert dates?
Yeah, I think it's May 2nd or 3rd when he happens to be in town for his show at Morgan Nissan Wallen Stadium. It's going to be a long day for him, by the way. Court and then to go do a show that night. Hopefully he can do the show.
If they don't detain him.
Right.
It's 98.5 The Bull. Alan Crone, thanks for your time again.
See ya.
Daniel, I'm not going to thank you for your time.
You're welcome, buddy.
98.5 The Bull Weather, provided by Community Care, your locally owned health plan. On 98.5 The Bull.
Well, Tig, let me introduce you to Scott. He works for, you said, Osage County? Scott? Hello, Scott.
I'm there.
All right, buddy. So you work for Osage County?
Yep.
And what's the best place to eat out in Pawhuska? If you have a lunch today, where do you typically like to go?
The Merck.
The Merck. Okay. Well, listen, enough tomfoolery. Let's get down to business. You think you know what that sound is?
Yes.
Tig's going to play it one more time for you. Here it is. All right, Scott. Are you prepared to guess the sound of moolah?
I am.
What is your guess, please?
It's a piece of pipe dropping on a concrete floor. Solid piece of pipe.
Is it a piece of pipe falling onto the concrete? Scott, that is not it. That's bad news, but there is a silver lining. Right. What? Okay, Scott.
There is a silver lining.
We're going to take $50, add it to that $1,250 jackpot. What is the new jackpot we'll start out with tomorrow morning at 7:10?
$1,300.
Just by identifying a sound, you can see all the wrong sounds now at thebulltulsa.com. You can check out the Tige and Daniel Show podcast, which is just a show replay, and you can hear that song, that sound a whole bunch of times. It might even help you. Scott, do me one last favor. Give me three numbers and an animal.
88.5 the bull.
There we go. Thanks for playing, brother.